everyone with these readings at the end of the liturgical year from the book of Revelation, and then these eschatological discourses. I'm not sure what that means, but it's a big fancy word. If we're not careful, our hearts can just kind of like feel they're not really applicable to us. And they belong more in a sci-fi movie or some other dramatic production out of Hollywood. But we would be wrong. These are incredibly applicable, and let me try to explain. The book of Revelation and these discourses are all simply about one reality, and that is a battle. They're all talking about a battle and describing what this battle is like. Two, that battle, if I don't understand it, then I don't feel it applies to me. But that battle that's being described occurs in the human heart. Three, and I have way more than three this morning. Three, the reason that battle is taking place, and this is where it gets so fun, Jesus says, is because of my name. If my heart has been awakened to a relationship with Jesus, now this battle begins. Translate because of my name to because of your relationship to me. Because of the relationship you have with me, this occurs. Because of my name. And so, here's how it works. The more my heart experiences this precious, precious presence of Christ, the more something new happens to me. I want to live in a new way. And once I start desiring to live in a new way, this battle happens. And so, for example, most of my life, most of a person's life could be envious. But it's just something one lived with and kind of maybe even enjoyed, justified it. But now that this relationship with this presence has happened, I don't want that anymore. And this battle now occurs. Or I've been scrupulous my whole life. And I just kind of lived with it. But now that there's this new love, and I know that's not how God works, there's now a battle against this. A failure of my past has haunted me and robbed me of joy much of my life. And now there's this, I don't want that anymore. On and on and on. And so then one has this choice in the battle. That which comes back at the person whose heart's been awakened, in 1,001 ways, it all comes down to one thing. Discouraging the heart. That this new thing can happen. This new thing won't happen. And it just discourages the heart. That's what it's after. That this beautiful relationship with Jesus and what it's exciting me about can happen. Get rid of that name. Isn't this fun? And so, it all eventually leads For me, inside of me, here's what happens. Whenever it's around something, whatever that is, it always comes to a point where inside the words that express what's going on in me is, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of this. Whether it's losing trust, losing patience, I'm sick, I don't want this anymore. And it always leads to this place where you can't do anything. And Jesus says, but I myself shall give you what you need. That this battle in the end is about coming to a place where all one does is Jesus defeat this for me. Jesus overcome this for me. Jesus free me from this. And he does. And he does. And when one does, you sing a new song. Did you know this? I learned this this morning. In the book of Revelation, there are 19 hymns sung. And you know what those hymns are sung about? The great works God has done for those who are in heaven, and they're the ones singing. Anyone who experiences, for I myself shall give you what you need, there's a new joy in the heart that sings. And so let us do that today. Let us bring all this stuff to our beautiful Lord, who we want above all things, in all things, and to free us from whatever holds us back from that.